This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Washington took quarterback Jaden Daniels in the first, and we've talked about that. Let's talk about what they did in the rest of the draft. Let's go. Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Ref the District's draft breakdown. We've already covered Jaden Daniels. If you want to take a look at that, you're going to have to check out the other video because he deserved his own, and he, you know, we tacked in some offensive tackle work in there as well because Washington did not trade up. In fact, they stood pat at 36 and then traded back with their 40th pick to get a couple extra, you know, second rounders. We're going to be talking about all of that, everything that happened on day two and day three. Now, those day three guys, probably just special teamers, but we're going to give them a shout out. And we'll also bring up maybe some of the undrafted free agents that Washington had brought in to kind of circle out Adam Peters' first NFL draft as the lead GM and his first here in Washington. Got an A-plus from us out of the first round by taking Jaden Daniels. He didn't protect the blind side. In fact, Stoner, he didn't even bother taking an offensive lineman until the third, his third round pick, pick 67. We'll get there. We're going to go in order here and maybe talk about things collectively.
Okay.
First up is giving you flashbacks. I guarantee you, second round defensive tackle being selected here in Washington while they still employ Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, but they couldn't pass up on Johnny Newton, defensive tackle out of Illinois, with that second or that second round pick, pick number 36. What are you feeling about this pick?
I hate to do this, Nathan, but I mean, I abhorred that pick. I hate the pick, and it has nothing to do with Johnny Newton. From all accounts, Johnny Newton is a dude. He is an absolute stud at defensive tackle. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He just manhandles dudes, just dominated this entire year. The only defensive lineman who was up for the Nagurski Award, which is given to the top defensive player in the country. There's a lot to love about Johnny Newton. I have a massive problem taking a defensive lineman with the 36th pick. And we talked about it, Nathan, beforehand. If they got to this 36th pick, they're not taking a center, and they're not taking a defensive tackle because that's where they're solid. Anywhere else they could probably take, and quarterback, of course, because they just took one. But they took a defensive tackle, and I did have flashbacks to Fedarian Mathis. And again, nothing against Fedarian Mathis, but when you've got two absolute studs there with John Allen and Daron Payne, you can't afford to use draft capital on insurance, on rotational players, on guys who are in a position of not needing. That's draft capital. I don't mind you going and getting somebody at the defensive tackle, but not at 36. And that's the problem I had with it.
Well, I think you also have been very vocal about having a problem with best player availables, right?
Exactly.
And you want to need. This was absolutely a BPA pick.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
Newton was ranked at 11 on PFF board, and ESPN had him ranked 21. Adam Peters told Newton and talked to other people. One, they had a first round grade on him. Two, they were surprised that he was still available to them at pick number 36.
Sure.
And I mean, it was a slam dunk pick from that. Now, Washington does have two stalwart defensive tackles. A lot of people expected Jonathan Allen to be traded by this point. And honestly, I love this pick. One, because I'm a BPA guy.
Sure.
And two, this is a difference maker. When you watch what he can do and how disruptive he is, and he's played across the line. So he's listed as a defensive tackle. That's his natural position, I would say. But he's going to absolutely be a menace on a right tackle. And he's going to give a left tackle fits. And you're going to have a setup where he and Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, are crunching the middle of the field, and you can't do anything. One of the other reasons why I love this pick is we don't know really what to expect from Joe Witt Jr.'s defense or Dan Quinn's defense in here in Washington. But I do know the trend in the NFL right now is going for disruptive players on the inside. Mm-hmm. So you used to see pass rushers as the edge rushers, and those were the ones who were getting all the glory. Well, you're starting to see more defensive, you know, letting those defensive edges be, you know, contain the edge and let your inside guys be the ones to take out the quarterback or at least disrupt the quarterback, because pressures matter more than sacks. And this is a guy who's going to create pressures. And this is a guy who's going to make Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen better. And I like Ridgeway, and Mathis is a big question mark. I don't think he lasts with the team. I think Johnny Newton here is going to be your third, you know, best defensive lineman, if not better than the two guys we already have on the line.
Third best defensive lineman. You said you couched it with an if not better than the two that are already there. But the whole problem I have with it, and this is, you know, this is the last sort of thing I'll say on why I don't like it. Again, I love Johnny Newton. Love him. And I understand the pick at 36 for a guy who could have gone top 15. I get all of that. But this is not an unlimited roster. You have only so many roster spots. And when you picked a defensive tackle, when you picked a guy at a position where you already have two Pro Bowlers, essentially, then you did it at the expense of another position, at the expense of possibly an offensive tackle, at the expense of a better wide receiver, a better cornerback, a better safety, things like that. You did that at the expense of those other positions. And that's the biggest problem I have with it. He could come out and he could be a total stud. He could be a 10-time Pro Bowler. He could put his name up there in the ring of honor around the stadium, whatever. But what you possibly could have had is a stalwart defensive or offensive tackle to protect Jaden Daniels for years and years and years to come. And that's what they passed on. And maybe there wasn't a guy there.
There wasn't. And that's why I'm kind of giving you that look right now, because the next offensive tackle that was taken was by Miami with pick 55, Patrick Paul.
Okay. And maybe Paul,
Washington passed up on him not once, not twice,
right,
but three times passed up on Patrick Paul.
Sure. I get it.
Four times if you include Jaden Daniels' pick.
I understand, but maybe there was a wide receiver there that could have been a game-changing type wide receiver. Who knows? Only time will tell. And again, he could be great, but it may not necessarily lead to more wins or making your quarterback better or whatever it may be. So that's the only problem I have with it, is you did it at the expense of somebody else. He's going to be, from what everything that I've seen and I've read, he's going to be a stud. Mm-hmm. And so that part I'm not mad at. I'm just mad at the capital that they used to get him. That's all.
All right. Well, we got, you know, eight other players to talk about.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. We're going to move on. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, on Wednesday, our flagship. We stream live every Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern, so make sure you check us out then to hear even more conversation. In fact, you can join the conversation as we are streaming live, and your comments are important to us when we just make these discussions. Moving on, Washington had pick 40. They trade that pick to division rival Eagles. When you look at all the boards and stuff, it pretty much came out relatively equal. Washington might have kind of gotten a fifth round value out of this. What they ended up getting, though, was pick 50 was the first of the picks available to them from trading back from 40. They take Michigan cornerback Mike Sannestrell.
Right.
Fantastic.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. High love here for me when it comes to this pick. I already liked the Newton pick, and then this pick here, we talked about needs and how Washington needed another cornerback. Mm-hmm. They get the slot guy. So now you can see a world where Forbes and St. Juice are asked to play outside and Sannestrell gets to play inside. And he is also a menace. He was actually voted the MVP of that Michigan defense, which was one of the top defenses in the nation. Yeah. His only knock, Stoner, is he's a tad undersized.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's been undersized his entire life, his entire career, and he played big-time college football, undersized, playing against guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. every single year. He's a stud. He's a baller. He's athletic, like no get out. He can do everything.
Or a wide receiver.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He played wide receiver for a couple of years. We're not talking about he went into camp his freshman year. He played in the Big Ten as wide receiver. I did get to watch him a lot. I watch a lot of Big Ten football, and plus I saw a lot of tape. Love him. It's a home run type pick. He's a dog. He's a leader. He's everything that you want in a player, and I think it's a great pick, especially if they're going to put him inside in that nickel spot. And we know nickels play 75% of the snaps nowadays anyway, so he's going to be out there quite a bit. Love the pick.
Yeah, this will be these first two picks from Washington are steals. If you look at the big boards, if you look at their average draft position in mock drafts, these players weren't available to Washington when they were picking, and Washington still was able to end up with them. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, this next guy, Stoner, is one I feel like we might be eating a little crow on in here. Maybe not a whole lot. We like Ben Sennett, who they took with the 53rd pick in the second round, the 53rd overall pick here in the second round. This is a guy we liked. This is a guy we reviewed, and we came away saying, hey, he's got excellent tape. He would be great tight end, but we don't feel like Washington needs to spend the draft capital on that. Yep. Well, with one of the other picks they got from trading back with Philadelphia, they end up taking Ben Sennett. So maybe a little crow here. But then to our point a little bit on this, this was a player who Washington did jump up for. And I know that sounds weird because they traded back. But if you were looking at the big board and you're looking at average draft position, everything, Ben Sennett was going closer to the 100th pick, something you probably could have gotten later. And here they take him with the 53rd pick, which was a little bit surprising on both. One, we didn't feel like they needed a tight end this year necessarily. And then two, taking him with the 53rd, when you could have had a Patrick Paul, when you could have had maybe someone else there, a Donnie Mitchell was taken just before that. So maybe not him, but I mean, there was edge rusher Marshon Nealon, Braswell was there as well. It just felt like maybe Washington didn't need to take Ben Sennett here, but I'm excited to see him play for Washington.
Yeah, Washington obviously loves him. And you and I, like you said, we both loved him, but just didn't think that it was necessarily a need for Washington. We know that Zach Ertz is there. He's been injury prone the last couple of years. He's a little bit older. And then you've got you've got Bates, who is kind of a blocking type tight end. Gone are the days, hopefully, of tight end screens to John Bates, that's for sure.
Please.
and then you've got Cole Turner, who just hasn't lived up to – I mean, he was only a fifth rounder.
I was going to say, it's hard to say he hasn't lived up to being a fifth rounder, but
– but there was a lot of promise with him. And so – and then you've got a couple of guys who have been hurt over the last couple of years, and we'll see their development in Rodgers and Hodges. But you love this guy. You love everything about him. His athletic scores, again, the RAS scores are way up there. I think he's going to fit right in. He's going to be, he probably won't be a starter because of Zach Ertz. If Zach Ertz is healthy, that's your guy. But he's going to be ahead of Bates, ahead of Turner, ahead of Rodgers, and he's going to contribute day one.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I do wonder how this tight end room is going to kind of play out now. I feel like they're only going to keep three. Last year, we did see them keep a little bit more. You had Curtis Hodges, who kind of made it through almost the entire year as an inactive, but on the 53. Amari Rodgers is a guy who's a fan favorite and was somebody who showed he might have some skill set, but back-to-back years with injuries, you just don't know. Cole Turner, like you said, not living up to the hype that we as fans have kind of put on him. So I do feel like it probably goes, Zach, Ben, Bates, and then those other guys are just going to go to the wayside.
You don't normally carry four tight ends unless that fourth tight end is, like you said, like a end of the roster practice squad, maybe makes the 53, but is inactive all the time. You go into game day with three tight ends. So yeah, those are probably going to be your three tight ends.
Yeah. And maybe with the offense, the Cliff Kingsbury offense, maybe Cole Turner or Monty Rogers, if healthy, will surpass Bates. And because Ben Sennett, one of the things Adam Peters and Dan Quinn talked about and loving of him is how he is on the block, how aggressive he is. He's not the world's best blocker. He's probably going to eat it a couple of times against more athletically gifted edge rushers or just more dominant edge rushers, but he's going to be able to get in the way and he's going to be able to make contact. And I think that's exciting. He's more of an H-back as well. So bring back the Cooley days, setting him up as a fullback. And
sure, and
Adam Peters likened to George Kittle. And if he turns out anything like George Kittle, we're excited. Lord. If he turns out more like Juice, the other one in San Francisco that he talked about, I think we still get good value out of it, sure. But I think I'm a little less excited if it's Juice, right?
Absolutely. I do like everything about him. And like I said, I think he's going to contribute day one. So it was a good pick. It was a little bit surprising, but then it was fun that finally somebody that we focused on in the offseason, Washington, actually pulled the trigger.
Yeah, it was a long time coming for that one. So we had a lot of whiffs on our wish list, but we did get one there. On our wish list as well was somebody to protect the blind side. And we expected it to happen many, many picks earlier, but in the third round with the 67th pick overall, Washington selected guard from TCU, Brandon Coleman. And here's, I'm going to dispel some misnomers. He is listed as a guard pretty much everywhere. They're going to play him or at least try to play him at offensive tackle, which he has experience playing on the left side.
Absolutely.
And he did even so at the Senior Bowl. He did play this year injured, which I think kind of led to him dropping a little bit. He had fantastic tape in 2022 by all measures when you look at the different resources available to kind of find some information. Brandon Coleman, big dude, athletic. You mentioned the RAS score, the relative athletic score. All these hits, Washington ended up at the top of like the RAS score draft board and also next gen stats, which also measures a lot of those athletic traits and ability to get there. And Brandon Coleman is one of the reasons why. He's a big dude. He's a mauler. He gets your hands on you. You're just not going to go anywhere. And he has left tackle potential. Mm-hmm. So we got to like this pick, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like it for the potential of it. I mean, look, he's 6'6", 315-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. Just a massive dude. Played big-time ball for a bunch of years there at TCU. So, yeah, I like the pick in terms of the potential. But let's not get crazy and start talking about him being out there day one as the starting left tackle. If that happens, then he's obviously taking a huge leap, and that's pretty exciting. But I wouldn't count on it. He's a project, kind of like last year's fourth rounder, I think, which was, help me, Braden Daniels?
Yes.
Brandon Daniels?
Braden. You got it right. Braden
Daniels, right? Who by all accounts in camp was not ready to play at the NFL level.
Yeah.
And then got hurt, and we'll kind of see what that, but hey, get these guys out there and let's see what happens in training camp. See if he's ready to go day one.
Yeah. This is a player who was picked right about that area that people expected him to as well. So Washington kind of moving in on a potential left tackle for themselves much later than fans expected, but it happened.
That's right.
It happened. Washington fans also expected Washington to take a wide receiver pretty early. Now, there was a run on wide receivers, and the name we liked, Xavier Leggett, went in the first round.
I know, right?
And then it was the Brendan Rice watch for the longest time was just like, okay, with that 100th pick, Washington's got to select Brendan Rice. Now, they did hear Rice name being called, but that's because they took wide receiver from Rice, Luke McCaffrey, coming out there with the 100th pick overall, third round pick here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I tell you what, Stoner, I didn't even pay attention to Luke McCaffrey because I was just like, it's the name buzz. The only reason why Brendan Rice was on my radar is because when you're kind of going through the wide receivers, he was listed fairly high for wide receivers, and he was a 6'2 guy. So I was like, Luke is probably 5'10, 6'1 at the most. Probably nothing really. No, the dude's 6'2, and his shuttle scores, his quickness is, he's an athletic guy, and I'm really excited to see what he can do in the slot.
I can't explain enough about how much I love this pick. This pick is my favorite. Let's put Jaden Daniels aside, right? That was kind of a no-brainer favorite, number two overall. I love this pick like no other. He's got the bloodlines. His father was a NFL wide receiver. Obviously, his brother is San Francisco's running back, Christian McCaffrey. He's got everything that you want. He's got the size. He's got the speed. He's got the quickness. I think he goes in as wide receiver three right away, plays the slot. Dotson and McLaurin on the outside. I love it. I think this was the best pick of the draft. I don't know that anybody's talking about it enough. This was a steal at pick number 100.
Wow. And
not only that, but like I said, when you look at the kid Coleman, who was drafted before him at 67, you're probably never going to see him play this year. Luke McCaffrey, day one, starter, sure, contributor, making plays. He's going to be a difference maker in terms of freeing up, like we've wanted with Leggett, or I wanted the Michael Pittman Jr. I wanted that big guy in the middle to free up the outside a little bit more. And I think he fits that bill, and he's not just some big slow receiver either. He's got, I can't tell you how much I love this pick.
Yeah. Fluid athlete, everything. I mean, and I watched a video of him thanking like this one kind of program and stuff where he was kind of breaking down how he was running his routes and using technology to kind of see how he was running it and how other wide receivers run it. And he was like, okay, so I got to change it. And he changed up his route running and his cone drills. And I don't want to put this in people's heads because we have unrealistic expectations as they are. But when you look at his kind of scores that he did in the three cone and stuff, there's a player from last year's draft who had very similar, who fell even further. So this could be a sign that the analytics kind of came in and said, hey, you, these are the kinds of things you should be looking for in a wide receiver when you're taking them this kind of round. Mm-hmm. And that is a guy who, you know, was the best rookie wide receiver last year, whose name I'm not even going to attempt, but you guys know who I'm talking Nakua. About. Nakua out of the Rams. They have very similar scores. And again, the fact that he is 6'2", I mean, and he's as fluid as he is in the cone drills and everything like this, he's going to be wonderful, I feel, for Washington. So hopefully, I'm not going to put the hopes that it's going to be a Nakua type year, oh. Especially when you got, you know, the wide receivers Washington does in front of him. Mm-hmm. But even if he just manages to be, you know, actually an efficient wide receiver 3 here for Washington, fantastic value. Love it. Even if the value didn't speak that in the draft big boards, because he was somebody who you could have gotten on day 3 according to the big boards, you and I both believe if you find your guy, you take him. You don't wait for him. And Washington did not have a round 4 pick.
Right.
So that was a big thing. They would have had to move up to get Luke if that's what they wanted. And so they were like, nope, we're just going to take him at 100. We're going to briefly talk about the day 3 guys here because we've had you on long enough. And we appreciate that. Round five, they had 2 picks at 139 and 161. Jordan McGee, linebacker out of Temple, and Dominique Hampton, from a safety from Washington. And then around 7, they got another steal on the boards, somebody who was expected to go much earlier. But round 7, they overall pick 222 was Javonte Jean Baptist, an edge from Notre Dame. I wanted him to get an edge. They finally took one. There's another 3-name guy in a late round. So I'm not going to hold any hopes for this. In fact, Jordan McGee and Hampton are both players. All 3 of these players are probably going to see more time on special teams than they're going to see anywhere else. Jordan McGee, very flashy, explosive, good athlete, a little bit undersized. He played middle linebacker in college. They're expecting him to move out to Will here in Washington. Hampton could be Cam Curl-esque. He's a strong safety. He plays very much like a strong safety. Coverage is a little bit suspect, so maybe not quite Cam Curl, who, you know, had success on running backs and tight ends, but again, a good special teams player out there in the 5th round. And Jean Baptist, I mentioned, he was a guy who could have gone earlier. He didn't. He spent time in Ohio State, moves over to Notre Dame, has a pretty good year there, but he's a 7th round edge rusher.
Yeah, any of these guys contribute more than on special teams, then you consider it a win. But that's usually anybody 5th round, 6th round, 7th round. You're just getting depth pieces and hope that they can make the roster. And these guys have a chance to make the roster with so much turnover, I should say, in the roster that I think I think they'll have a chance to make the team.
Yeah, and this is something I feel like we're going to talk a lot about on the Wednesday show. There's a lot of turnover here. We're talking about possibly 38 new players added to the roster. Whether or not that's out of the 53, you know, we're going to see as things kind of go down. You're going to want to see more of the content that we're bringing as we're going to start breaking down position groups and taking a closer look at these players that Washington has, especially as we get closer to the actual start of the season. Washington's over-under and wins right now, not looking good, but you should be keeping tabs on that as it goes along, especially if you're a better. And if you are a better, head over to Bet Online. Use the code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. They have all of your wagering information and news. Your summer sports are covered. If you would like to bet on golf, they've got you covered. NBA playoff action and NHL playoff action happening right now. And you can get up to the minute news on your wagering information right over at BetOnline or right at your fingertips on your phone. That is right. BetOnline, use the code BELIEVE to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're going to have that full discussion about this draft on our Wednesday show. So make sure you liked this video, subscribe to the channel so that way you can join us on Wednesday. Join the conversation. Let us know how we go. Stoner, real quick, what's the rating for the rest of this draft, do you feel?
Yeah, I really wanted to give it a higher grade, but I just have a problem with the pick that they made in the second round, the 36th overall pick, in terms, again, not in terms of the player, but in terms of the position group that they chose. So that's where I downgraded it a little bit. I'd still give it a B, just a straight B. I'm not going to go plus. I'm giving it a straight B. And look, they've done some great things this offseason, but that part bothered me in terms of that position group and also not getting an offensive tackle, a starter starting offensive tackle day one. So those are the two things, but that's being really nitpicky because the other picks I loved. And of course, with Jaden Daniels as your first pick, that's just a home run. And that's the most important thing.
Well, I'm going to stick with you on this one, a B, but that's only because I'm a harsh grader. I used to teach. My students will tell you I'm notoriously difficult to impress. I like the overall body of work. I think there's a lot to wait and see. We'll talk about this draft 3 years from now and seeing where we have. But national media, loving it so far for Washington. A's across the board. In fact, the only A+ that CBS gave out. What's that mean? Absolutely nothing. Right. It can be exciting right now for Washington fans as we get to salivate over all of the good players we got in this NFL draft. As I said, we'll have more content for you as we go along. Let us know what you think about the rest of the draft that Adam Peters has. What did he cook up for us? A couple sausages or did he get us a full course meal? You'll have to let us know in the comment section. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner. And until next time.
A defensive tackle, seriously.
Be a fan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.